True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Your perfect style is more than a fit, it's a feeling. When you step into Maurice's, our stylists are dedicated to helping you find the perfect outfit. Shop in-store or Maurice's.com for new items arriving daily and holiday flash deals. Maurice's, that styled feeling.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is North South.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here. We are at the North and South Podcast with my co-host, the LA Times' own Dylan Hernandez. We're just a football podcast now, Dylan. We're all NFL all the time. The LA is obsessed with the NFL because LA has perhaps the best team in football. 49ers played last night. We will certainly talk about that. Brock Purdy, extravaganza, Christian McCaffrey. But they're the best team in football, I think. I think the Rams are the best team. They played Sunday night, just utterly demolished Tampa Bay, which is a pretty good team. I'm just looking up some of the stats, Dylan. 70 passing yards allowed to a team that threw it like 35 times. This is a really, really well put together team, the Rams. Offensively, defensively, might have a few weaknesses here and there, but Stafford, probably the MVP favorite right now. Dylan Hernandez, are you head over heels with this Rams team?
I mean, I believe in them. I don't know if head over heels is the right, you know, I won't lie, you know, I like to write about things that people read about, and you know, the Rams are still not quite there, man. No. It's still somehow UCLA, you know, whatever Ben Bolt seems to write about that crap program seems to rise to the top of our, you know, click chart, whatever. But yeah, the Rams are really good, man. You know, obviously that pass rush is incredible. You know, Jared Verse. Obviously kind of leading that. And then, you know, there were questions coming into the season about the defensive backfield, right? And then, you know, last week it was 4 interceptions. Yes, you know, on Sunday they picked off 2 more passes. You know, it seems like they've kind of gotten that straightened out. So I do think that they, you know, they've kind of got a really good defensive identity now. Maybe some of the things, you know, their kicking game, obviously, right? Cost them, against the Eagles, cost them against the Niners. They got this new guy in there, Melvis, who, you know, I think McVay didn't let him kick at all the first two games. He just kicked PATs. But Sunday he hit a 40-yarder, a 52-yarder. So maybe, I mean, we'll see, right? It's still kind of early. You guys know up there about some kicking problems, you know, what yes. that could do to a team.
It does matter.
It does matter, you know, but I think right now you feel pretty, right? If you're the Rams, you got to feel pretty good. They're 9-2 right now. They're the number one seed, you know, with the Eagles losing. And, you know, you go back to last year in the playoffs in January when they lost that game in Philadelphia, right? It was kind of a snowstorm out there, right? And maybe, you know, you don't have the snow, maybe Stafford brings them back at the end there, right? I mean, it changed the whole dynamic of the game, obviously. But yeah, I think they're feeling really good right now. I think I've maintained pretty consistently on this podcast. I do think that they're the smartest run organization in town. And you're kind of seeing that, right? And it was very fitting, I think. On Sunday, they honored Aaron Donald. They gave away, they kind of borrowed a page from the Dodgers playbook in terms of the marketing, and they gave out Aaron Donald bobbleheads, which I'm not really sure. I think they did it like a year or two ago. Maybe they had like a bobblehead.
Really, that's not really a football move.
Baseball
move.
Yeah. And it just kind of took me back to the year when Donald retired, right? And I was kind of like, okay, well, what's this defense going to look like? You know, are some of these young players as good as we thought they were? You know, because Aaron Donald would take out three blockers pretty much on every single play. They've really kind of done it by really kind of spread. They've drafted smart. They've, got a bunch of players in a bunch of different positions, and yet they're playing really good football right now.
The road to the Super Bowl might go through SoFi Stadium. It's happened before. Stafford's playing amazing. Dylan, like, he's a guy we were talking like, hey, maybe they're going to Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe it's over. He's old. He's banged up. Now he's been healthy, so that's a huge deal. Mm-hmm. I wrote about this. We'll talk about the 49ers are a vulnerable team. They're far from a perfect team, obviously, with all the injuries. And if Purdy's going to be throwing in three interceptions, they're very vulnerable. But they've got Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
Like, that's a thing. Like, you got to go. How are you going to stop Christian McCaffrey? If you don't stop him, you're probably going to lose the 49ers. The Rams have they're the only team I could really think of with two things, right? Or maybe the Eagles. They got Matthew Stafford throwing to the Puka Nacua, the passing game. They can mix the run in, and they've got Jared Verse in that pass rush. They got two things that you got to go in their game planning against.
Yeah.
Stafford being maybe the most dangerous, because when he's got open receivers, man, he nails them. Where is Matthew Stafford, you think, right now, just mentally, physically, as a leader, as a potential Super Bowl champion again?
Yeah, I mean, he's, again, one of these guys, I think, that, it's obviously kind of right team at the right time, I think, for him, too. When he came to LA, and I think I mentioned this last week too, I just remember at some point during that Super Bowl run, I was like, okay, are they going to be able to win a Super Bowl with this guy just hucking the ball down the field and, believing in his arm so much, throwing in the triple coverage and, whatever it is, right? I mean, and really kind of looking back, I think even more I appreciate it now. And I definitely did mention it, the week before when they played Seattle, where, the receivers weren't open. Right. He just kind of didn't force anything, didn't make any mistakes. And I believe now he's gone thrown, I think on the year he's got like 30 touchdowns, only two interceptions.
That's
he's now gone right now. It's a stretch of 25 touchdowns with no interceptions. Right. In like the last like seven, eight games or something. And so, yeah, you kind of have like a guy with kind of all that like arm talent. Right. I mean, obviously, you talk about like the most gifted arms ever. I mean, he's probably up there on right list, top 10, top 15, maybe all time. And right. He's got a team that's kind of protecting him. He's not getting hit a ton this year, and he kind of has like the know-how now, maybe that he didn't have earlier in his career. And he's just allowed, and his physical gifts are such that even at this advanced age, he can obviously still throw the ball. Now just maybe a little bit more selective than he used to be, a little bit more careful. And he kind of doesn't, again, this isn't, he's not on the, bad Detroit Lions teams that he was on before. He doesn't have to just kind of single-handedly win it. There are going to be games where the defense wins the games. You mentioned Jared Verse. I mean, that pass rush is really, really good. And I really think the question that they kind of had was, okay, there's going to be pressure on the quarterback. I think they knew that at the beginning of the year. What's going to happen when the other team just kind of gets rid of the ball and starts throwing it downfield? And it seems like whatever they've done with the defensive backfield there, it's just kind of managed to work, right? And so everything's kind of coming together right now. you know, McVay did kind of point out, hey, we still got a long ways to go in the regular season. No one's going to be celebrating us getting to the top seed at this point. But like you said, I think everything's kind of going right. Everything's kind of clicking in the right direction. And one thing, too, I think about Rams teams that you've seen is that they always kind of get better as the season goes along, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I do think it kind of points to the fact of what a good coach McVay is. You know, obviously he kind of had that, you know, a few years ago, he had that like midlife crisis thing kind of going on. You know, once he kind of just accepted it and just kind of, right, said, you know what, I won't do that anymore. You know, every year it kind of seemed like his personal trauma would just kind of, you know, come out there and stuff. And, you know, once he kind of accepted, hey, you know, this is kind of part of the job. I'm not going to be a baby about it anymore. He didn't say it in those words, but that was basically what he was trying to say. I think he kind of, you know, and again, really post Aaron Donald, I really think that it confirmed to him like that he can coach, right? I think as much as people around him were saying, you know, and I talked to him about this one time, you know, he was talking about how he got the job young. Everybody's praising him. You know, things kind of don't go well in the Super Bowl. Now all of a sudden he starts, you know, right, and he gets really outcoached by Belichick in that first Super Bowl. Starts really kind of questioning himself. And I really think that these last few years here have really told him, given him the reassurance, hey, I know what I'm doing, right? And he is one of these guys where, you know, similar to like Harbaugh or whatever, right? Where, you know, his energy kind of permeates the whole building and really kind of affects the mood of that franchise. And so, you know what? He you know, I thought, you know, the way he's just kind of looked and sounded after games, before games, they're in a really, really good place right now. And yeah, I think, you know, you got to put them up there, obviously, you know, the record is what it is. You got to put them up there as a Super Bowl contender for sure.
It's going to be tough to think about trying to beat them at SoFi. And if they get the number one seed, they get the week off. Other teams are banging at each other. It's hard to find who the second best, probably the Eagles are the second best team, but man, they have not looked good. Certainly not good offensively. You know, get up 21-0 against the Cowboys and then lose is brutal. Yeah, I think that would be a good matchup for the Rams. I'm trying to think, would the Rams want to see the 49ers?
No.
definitely not, man. Yeah, tons of familiarity, but that might be a team they don't want to see. We know they beat the 49ers at SoFi in that NFC Championship game a few years back on their way to win the Super Bowl, but it just feels like that would not be a great matchup for the Rams. I don't know, Shanahan, McCaffrey, we've seen, you know, I don't know what the 49ers would do to try to put that defense together. They certainly have flaws on defense given the injuries. And, you know, we saw what happened. We'll talk about 49ers last night. They take care of the Panthers, not a very good 6-5 Panthers team, which was pretty obvious going into it. But Purdy throws interceptions on three consecutive series after they go up 7-0. This is a game they should have won 30-10, and instead it's 20-9. Clearly the better team. I think Purdy was just off. Now the question is he physically off? Is that toe not allowing him to plant for the deep throws, and then why throw them? I think Shanahan wanted to go over the top because defenses are just going to go after 23, right? That's what I said going in. You know, I couldn't believe the Rams let the ball go to McCaffrey so much in the victory in the first matchup. And then the Rams said, you are not getting the ball to Christian McCaffrey in the second matchup and beat the 49ers very easily. It's easier said than done. You need linebackers. You need awareness. You need the right concept. But I do think like they're going to play in Cleveland on Sunday on this short week in the snow. Everything's going to be focused on Christian McCaffrey defensively. Can they throw the ball? Is Brock Purdy up, you know, ready for this health-wise, mentally? We saw him throw a lot shorter passes in the second half after throwing three deeper balls for interceptions in the first half. I think he's fine. It'll be an interesting game because he had in that great Super Bowl run 2 years ago, they lost in Cleveland against PJ Walker. Jake Moody, the kicker, missed a field goal at the end. He's famous for that. Purdy was not too good, although he did drive them up the field in the snow, whatever weather it was, to get in shape for the Moody miss. But it'll be a good test. They might not lose. They might not win it. But it is a sign of, I think, as you mentioned, with McVay's coach, and this is Shanahan just kind of manufacturing this with what he's got, which he's got is Christian McCaffrey. He leads the league in receptions, in carries, and in obviously in touches. Now, he's played one more game more than most, but he's on pace to have over 400 touches this season. And we know it's usually like over 350 is a ton. Over 370, you don't come back from it very well. He is going hard over 400. They need him to do it. It's an incredible season. It's not the most dynamic season because he's not getting these big 60-yard runs that we're used to. But he's just like piling up 4 yards on third and three, 6 yards on second and four, 7 yards on first down. It's this completely, you know, almost like a machine just kind of moving down the field, which they need offensively, obviously, and they need defensively because the defense cannot be exposed. You know, that is a defense that is patched together with a lot of backups and is holding on. They can do it against Bryce Young. Probably can do it to some extent against Shedeur Sanders. Can they do it in the bigger games? They're going to have Indianapolis coming up. They got Chicago coming up. And then if they get to the playoffs, which I think they're going to, can they do it in a playoff game? It's a challenge. I certainly wouldn't consider them one of the top two or three teams in the NFC. But, yeah, it's like when you say, do the Rams want to see them? The Rams don't want to see them. That is an interesting conversation to have as we head towards the larger picture. They can be a spoiler.
Yeah.
They can be a really scary spoiler, and I think they kind of like that position.
Yeah, because like you said, right, I think right now you look at the Rams and right and how they would look against like the Eagles, you know, it's not a horrible matchup for them, right? I mean, you know, and again, from like a maybe like a talent standpoint, just kind of like the players that they kind of have all over the field. I mean, I think you kind of take right their roster, how they're coached and all that. You know, you feel pretty good against like their chances. Like you said, if this is going to go bad for the Rams, it's going to be because right, a team like the Niners just kind of has certain variables that can maybe offset them. You know, the you know, and I know McVay does not like this one too much, but that McVay Shanahan dynamic, whatever, right? I mean, because that game comes, right? The Niners are at SoFi. I mean, first of all, you're going to have, you know, a bunch of the crowd is going to be pro Niners still, right? And then on top of that, you get the kind of the McVay kind of Shanahan thing. I mean, while I do think McVay will handle that stuff maybe a little bit better than he did when he was kind of in the earlier stages of his career. You know, it's probably not like his favorite subject to talk about either. So, and like I said, right, I mean, these are guys that were, you know, just kind of like a little bit of a tone of a pregame press conference kind of starts affecting the mood in that building over the course of that week. So, yeah, that is kind of the one matchup that I have, you know, I mean, frankly, though, it's the most interesting one, right? I mean, if you're going to kind of have it's a fun matchup. I mean, I kind of think, again, especially the thing with the crowd, too. Right. It's going to kind of bring up this whole, you know, it's football in L.A. working, that type of stuff. You know, I mean, to me, that's the best matchup. That's the one I want to see, you know, and then whatever comes after that. But I'm looking forward to that. I've kind of got it. You know, when I saw the Niners improve to 8-4 yesterday, it's like, okay, well, we got a shot at this actually happening. So,
a little 2-7 first round matchup, something like that. We shall see how it works. Listen, let's just go for what people want to hear about. Shohei Ohtani in the World Baseball Classic. It was announced, I guess, yesterday, whatever day it was. Surprise to you at all? Is that something the Dodgers would not love to see him put more wear and tear? Is he going to pitch in the WBC?
Yeah, so my understanding is that they have not gone to an agreement about whether he's going to pitch or not, right? Mm-hmm. And so that'll probably be a little bit closer to like when the tournament starts. You know, my guess is that, right, and they also have to deal with, you know, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. It's going to be a big one for them. And then Roki Sasaki. Now, our understanding is that they might be able to say no on Sasaki because he spent time on the 60-day DL last year. Mm-hmm. So there's some like injury things that might, right? I'm not sure they can say no to Yamamoto right now. I'm guessing that they're going to probably try to pressure him into not pitching or to be used like on a limited basis. But you know what's interesting here, man, is that like I think, you know, you ask people in Japan, this is more important than the World Series. Right. I know like here we kind of think, okay, the World Series is kind of the pinnacle of baseball. That's not the way it is over there. You know, and I think if you ask, you know, kids in Japan, like, what's your dream? It's like to win a World Baseball Classic, right? It's mm-hmm. closer, probably a little bit more to like a, you know, say like a, you know, yeah, like a, yeah, a Champions League to the, you know, mm-hmm. World Cup, right? In soccer, you know, as big as the Champions League is obviously the best competition, but winning a World Cup is kind of the ultimate prize in that sport. And I think in every other country, frankly, you know, the ones that actually kind of take it seriously, the Dominican Republic, I know the guys that were on that team that won that tournament, right? That was, for them, that was like the biggest thing ever, right? And so it's pretty much only the United States that doesn't view the WBC as big as it is. And, you know, it's going to be interesting now because the Dodgers are not paying Ohtani, right? Basically, right? They're paying him $2 million a year. We can't forget that. And it's just like, you know, you do not want to get, you know, because given the financial force that he is, how much he's kind of transformed that franchise from a financial standpoint, you can't tell him no, you know? And I think if he really kind of, it's going to be interesting though, you know, if they really don't want him to pitch, and you know what, I want to pitch, right? Because I mean, I think this year, right, isn't, I think Skeens is going to play, right? Aaron Judge is going to be in there.
Yep.
And I think kind of what made the winning the last tournament as big as it was the fact that Mookie Betts was out there, and, you know, Paul Goldschmidt and, you know, Mike Trout, obviously, who he struck out, you know, for the final out there. That's kind of like what made it, you know, as big as it was. And in Japan, I mean, it is kind of being built up like, hey, Aaron Judge is going to play for the United States. I mean, this is a big part of the story. So, you know, my guess is that with Ohtani, they're going to kind of let him do what he wants to do. You know, Sasaki is going to be kind of an interesting one because I'm not so sure how much he seems to be. He, at least there are no kind of signs that like he's like super like determined to play in it. Now, that said, I think Yamamoto is, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, frankly, I think of the three guys, like Yamamoto is probably the most like kind of easygoing guy, right? If he doesn't get his way, I think he will, you know, he won't become difficult, right? I think like Ohtani, that could be obviously a complicated situation. Roki Sasaki, you know, he's got a bit of a bit more of an individualistic streak and, you know, might not be the guy you want to piss off in a way. I mean, he won't turn into Yasiel Puig, but like he will become a pain in the ass. So like, you don't want to deal with that. You know, but like, let's just say Yamamoto wants to pitch, Dodgers are leaning on to him to say no. What if Ohtani all of a sudden kind of interjects himself into this conversation, right? And I think, you know, kind of one thing that I've thought, you know, and it's just kind of against like Ohtani's nature and also maybe against that kind of the general thing of the culture too, is like players generally don't get involved like in front office stuff, right? Trade deadline comes, right? It's not like a player's place really in Japan for somebody to come out and say, you know what, we need to do this. You know, now that said, in our country, right? I mean, you see Bryce Harper pretty much every year is like, we need to do this, right? Or, you know, he gets asked about the Dodgers and are they spending too much and ruining the sport? It's like, no, like that's what losers say, right? And we got to be just as aggressive. We do kind of expect, right, LeBron James, right? I mean, he might do it a little bit more passive aggressively, but he lets management know like, hey, we need stuff and you better go out and get this. What I am kind of wondering if the Dodgers kind of mishandle the situation, say, and tell Yamamoto he can't pitch and Ohtani's all of a sudden part of this conversation. And then he realizes, wait a second, I have power here, you know? And I've actually been like a big advocate of him kind of exercising that power maybe a little bit more, right? Because it has, you know, I mean, look, now that said, I mean, they've won the last 2 years, despite me saying like Ohtani needs to be telling them, hey, we need a better bullpen. So maybe he's been smart to stay out of this. But I do kind of wonder if that can kind of change, again, if this thing kind of gets mishandled, that it could have changed like the power dynamic there. Because one thing that he has done by kind of forfeiting the money, getting all that, you know, his salary deferred.
Yep.
Yeah. He has kind of gained a certain measure of power over them because, you know, I mean, again, he's making them a ton of money. What if he just doesn't, you know, I don't think this would ever happen, but like theoretically, he could just like not show up, right? It's just like, you're not paying me anything anyway, right? I'm just going to retire, you know? So that is kind of interesting. The other big thing kind of here, and I'm sorry to just keep going on here, but in Japan, what has become kind of a big deal there is that Netflix has bought the rights to the WBC. And right, you know, this idea of like something being pay-per-view, unless it's like something like super niche, right, does not happen over there, right? Anything, you know, even big boxing matches, when Inoue fights, right, it's not, the stuff does not go on pay-per-view. That is a foreign concept to them. This is, you know, they'll show it on regular TV and 70% of the country is going to watch it, right, or 50% or whatever it is. They get ratings that are kind of unthinkable here. And so the fact that this thing has already gone kind of behind like the Netflix paywall is already kind of a source of like, you know, it's a source of anguish. It seems over there people are very upset about it. And, you know, we're kind of seeing the kind of, I guess, maybe you would say westernization of the sports business model in Japan. And, you know, something like this too, right? The fact that like, okay, well, we can't risk the best player playing in this event because there could be like, you know, financial consequences to his team. Even that is kind of something of a foreign concept. Right. I mean, you know, the Tokyo Giants aren't going to, right, or whoever it is, the Cebu Lions, they're not going to stop their guys from playing in this tournament, right, to bring their country glory, because there is something kind of greater than money. And at the end of the day, you know, as gross as this may sound, right? Like money is kind of our God in this country. I hate to put it that way, but it is, right? That is like the kind of the ultimate, it's the bottom line. It's the, you know, when you talk about the scoreboard, that's kind of what it is. And so, you know, for these values to kind of get imposed over there, it's kind of creating like an interesting, cultural reaction over there.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Coca-Cola. For the big. For the small. The short. And the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts, the thinkers and the doers, for old friends and new, Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Yeah, and it'll be, I think they're going to, I think Yamamoto and Ohtani are going to play. It's just going to be a matter of what it does to them physically, and then they'll have to figure that out as it goes. We know the Dodgers can afford. We saw what they did. They can just basically have pitchers not pitch the first half of the season and be there at the end, not just those guys. We saw it for a few others. But I really would be curious what Yamamoto looks like after what he put on his arm. That's not even including the World Baseball Classic. Like we've seen pitchers just not come back from that. It's just tough to that wear. Madison Bumgarner, you could say that he got other injuries, but he never really was Madison Bumgarner after 2014 throwing 52 innings in that postseason. We'll see about that. It's just getting, and those games are going to be in Asia, right? So they're not going to be with the, you know, if they're playing in the World Baseball Classic, they will not be with the team in this early part of spring training. I know there's some concern with the Giants. Logan Webb is very likely to be on the U.S. team. Obviously a guy who's put a lot of wear and tear. He's led the league in innings several times, has been fine, but new manager, new situation, and he's not going to be with the Giants for some of the training camp because he'll be off with Team USA. Although it's all in Arizona, it'll be a little bit different to be playing games, whatever. It's interesting. I don't care that much about the World Baseball Classic. I get that it's huge in a lot of other cultures. I'm American. That's the way it is. And I just kind of see it as an interesting thing. I know there are people who love it, love it, love it, love it. I worry about guys getting hurt. I do. And maybe that's to my detriment. I do think the World Series is the number one thing. And I would be worried about, the Ohtani Trout thing was incredible, but I don't think of it as anything nothing close to anything that would happen in the postseason in MLB. So we'll see how it plays out. It is curious. You have these international players. Interesting to see how it plays out. What was the report about the the pitcher who's coming out the top, the young?
Oh, you might.
Theoretically said he doesn't necessarily want to be on the same team as Yamamoto, Sasaki, and Ohtani. Think that's a real thing? And do you think that's directing him away from the Dodgers? And where would he go?
Yeah, so I think the chance of him coming to the Dodgers, I think, was pretty low to begin with, right? I mean, given the fact that the Dodgers pretty much have like a full rotation already, they have a bunch of guys that were like hurt last year, you know, that are going to be coming back.
And so, may get hurt again, though.
Yeah, they're 10 deep, so I think that they're fine, right? Two, Scott Boras represents him. So, you know, that's probably not like a path the Dodgers are going to want to go down at this point necessarily. I kind of get it, you know, and to be honest, you know, we were talking, you know, last year at this time of the year, right, we were talking about Roki Sasaki.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, that's what I wanted to see, right, is kind of, okay, well, you got this, like, generate, you know, I think Sasaki, you know, Imai is probably a little bit closer to Yamamoto in terms of, like, physical stature, right? So he's a smaller guy. I guess he throws a little bit harder, probably not as refined, but, like, kind of fits more of that type of mold. But, like, regardless, like, yeah, no, I think you want to see these guys – like play against each other, right? Yeah. I mean, because to me, you know, when I looked at Sasaki, I didn't necessarily think of him in terms of like, oh, like here's like another Japanese player, right? And what I saw was like a guy like, you know, like a Skeens type of talent, right? That like he's kind of like a top of the line talent. And, you know, rather than him like team up with like another great player, like you want to see these guys play against each other, right? So I wanted to see him play against Ohtani, you know? And so, yeah, no, to me, you know, the fact that like Imai wants to, go against these guys, to me, that's cool, right? I mean, to me, right, if he comes over here and has the kind of, you know, has success, how fun would that be to see him, you know, pitch against Yamamoto, right? Go head to head with Yamamoto and having to face Ohtani to beat him. To me, that just kind of makes it more fun, right? Rather than have kind of all the, you know, team, right? Just kind of all the guys like on one team to kind of have them spread out. I think they're going to have their kind of, own like rivalries, right? And I think like Imai, you know, again, because he's the same age as Yamamoto, because, you know, again, they're fairly similar physically. They have probably had like this unspoken, right? They measure each other against each other, right? They measure themselves against each other. And so, yeah, to see that kind of play out on the field, I think, you know, rather than just like, okay, this is like Team Japan, I don't know. I'm a fan of that. And again, like I wanted that match with Sasaki, and I'd like to see that this year too.
We probably talked way too much about this. My fault for bringing it up. But Japanese player with Boris? Has there been many Japanese players with Boris? I can't think. I mean, Jung-Hoo Lee's Korean with Boris. I can't think of Japanese players often with Boris. Certainly not Ohtani. Maybe I'm just throwing that out there because it would lead the Dodgers and the Giants would not be incredibly interested in dealing with Boris. Now, they might have to with Zach Gallen. He's just a perfect Giants prototype, and that's Boris. But you just throw Boris out there and an international signing. It's interesting that you might knock out the Dodgers and the Giants with one agent. It would be interesting. I'm not saying it would. I'm saying it makes you think about that. And I just haven't thought that with a Japanese player that I can think of.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You know, Matsuzaka was with Boris. You know, because what's happened now, right, in the last, right, is that so in Japan, you don't have an agent, right? The team will just give you like a salary. Now, the teams over there aren't as predatory as they are here. So, like, if you have a good season, they generally will reward you, but you don't have an agent. So, there's no negotiation really. Now, what that said, baseball in Japan is the number one sport. And so, there are a lot of endorsement opportunities off the field, unlike here. So, what you do is you sign with a management company, right? And so, these are, you know, I guess if you were to compare it here, probably closest to like a CAA type thing, right? It's a right. They represent right actors and models and stuff like that. And so a lot of these players are kind of tied to these, you know, these management teams, and those management teams in turn kind of send players to like certain agencies, right? So, you know, Dentsu, which is probably like one of the bigger management companies, is one of the biggest advertising firms in the world. They're sending all their guys to Wasserman right now. Right. And so there's kind of this certain pipeline. Right. And I think, you know, Boris has kind of found himself on the outside of that system. Right. And, you know, my guess is that there's certain financial arrangements that, you know, Boris might not necessarily be comfortable with, you know, with these management companies. And so, yeah, he's kind of found himself kind of locked out of the system in a way. Right. So, you know, I do think like every time he does get a guy now. Oh, he did have Yoshida, by the way. Okay. Right. And I do think that was kind of a big one because, you know, Yoshida got a lot more money than people thought he was going to get at the beginning of that, right? So now all of a sudden the Japanese players kind of looking at that. And I think this is going to be kind of an evolving thing, right? Again, like I think, you know, because when you're in Japan, it does kind of make sense to align yourself with one of these big Japanese management companies. They will get you commercials. They will get you endorsement deals. But you know what? If you can come here, you know, if you're one of these players that's really kind of on the ascent and you think, hey, you know what? I can make a ton of money like off my contract, if I get Scott Boris on my side, maybe you're willing to, right? Not say join a Dentsu or one of those types of companies. So I think this is kind of still like an evolving issue. And you know, I know that the Yoshida, I remember talking to people in Japan after that Yoshida deal got made, and it was kind of like, it sounded like a lot of players were kind of rethinking, okay, how am I going to go about, you know, planning my career from a financial standpoint? But yeah, you know, and the one thing right now is, you know, Imai, doesn't really throw, you know, the forkball, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, Ohtani used that a lot, especially kind of earlier in his career. You know, Yamamoto, and right, they've had some degrees of like arm trouble, right? And that's, you know, it sounds like that's kind of the sales point, right? Right now is that, hey, this is a version of Yamamoto that's not going to get injured. We'll see. I mean, I think every pitcher, as much as they pitch, you know, right. Eventually, everybody's going
to
get
hurt. When you're throwing over 95, the odds are that you're going to get hurt at some point.
But it's an interesting sales pitch, isn't it?
No, I know.
Somebody's going to bite. You know, you just got to get one owner to bite. And Scott is very good at that.
Wait a minute. He doesn't never going to get hurt. Scott Boris has guaranteed me this. All good. Let's quickly touch on Lakers Warriors. So we always do that. Warriors. Bit of an interesting situation with John Kuminga. I don't want to get too far into it, but knee situation, he's not playing. They've been giving no real clarity when he could come back. Things were not great when he got hurt. Unclear what the atmosphere is. I haven't been around very much. I've been on jury duty, but something to watch. They need him. Guys get hurt. Older guys need time off. This has been the whole point, and then he's not been there for this. It's been interesting. He's hurt. Obviously, you got to get back. I think this really puts a blurry mark on what they're going to do at the trade deadline. Does it help his trade market? Probably not for to be hurt. Yeah. You want to see him out there playing well, or maybe the teams know that he's going to be fine. I think they're likely to trade him either in February or in the offseason. I've said that. People get really mad at me. We'll see. it just makes me don't aggregate me. I'm going to really say this in a way that not to be aggregated, but I'll just say this does not clarify the bond between John Kaminga and the Warriors. Let's put it that way. Try to aggregate that, motherfuckers. it is just a continuing uncertainty, a continuing murkiness of a career with the Warriors that has always been kind of murky. Okay, let's period that. Move to the
guy. I so wanted to ask you about that. Yeah, I'll be nice.
Yeah, it's just I know I get myself in the middle of it. I try not to. That's why I don't want to be in the middle of this.
Yeah,
I just identify things, and people get really mad, including the agent. And I just don't want anything I say having not been. If I was around it all the time, which I haven't been lately, I would feel much more comfortable. The agent is combing through these podcasts, I'm sure. So fine. I'm just trying to be as circumspect as possible, yet also acknowledging there's something different going on here. Okay, period. Lakers. Greatness. Luka, greatness. Jeannie Buss firing her brother and her two brothers. What do you got? What's the take from the Lakers right now?
Well, let's see. Well, I mean, if you want to go on the team right now, I mean, I know they're playing well right now, and but I'm going to be the wet blanket here. They can't shoot for shit again, right? I mean, this is a bad shooting team. It hurt them last year. You know, they're kind of doing the – I mean, we've heard variations this the whole time, right? I think LeBron said something along the lines of, like, well, it's a good sign. Like, we haven't been shooting well, but we're still winning. I mean, again, we heard that last year, right? And kind of at some point, you know, you're just – you know, it's not just a matter of, like, hey, you know, you're in a bad streak here. It just means you're just bad at shooting the basketball, right? And so, you know, I think right from within, like, from two-point range, they're shooting 62%. No team in the NBA no other team is higher than 60. Now that said, they're bottom five in the league in 3-point shooting. So, we'll see how it goes. I mean, what is kind of interesting, you know, those are right. It's kind of pretty widely reported this year or this week. Sorry. Farhan Zaidi, your guy's friend, is moving in,
big NBA fan. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You know, and he, he's Guggenheim after, he left the Giants, Guggenheim brought him back. So he's not a Dodgers employee. He's a Guggenheim employee. And I guess he, is kind of working like in an advisory role with all of their sports properties. Right. So they're involved like in Formula One. Now he's been involved with that. You know, they own the Sparks. He's been involved with that. And so now he's going to come in. It doesn't really sound like, obviously, like he's just going to come in tomorrow and like fire Rob Pelinka. But I think it's going to be, he's going to kind of like look around. You know, my guess is that knowing his background, he's going to kind of figure out what they have from an analytics standpoint. I think the Lakers kind of very famously, like their analytics department up to this point consisted, I heard, of one person.
Yeah, everything in that front office is bare bones. Everything. Yeah, for years.
So, I think I'm not sure this is going to go like as easy as they think it might. Right. Because, baseball was really behind, I think from like an analytics standpoint, it was really kind of teams that were right into that stuff and teams that weren't. And it kind of became very easy to like, OK, you know what? We build an analytics department. All of a sudden, you're going to be kind of a top five team in the league in that regard. Right. Probably the NBA is a little bit closer to where baseball is right now. Right. Where every team has got an analytics department, it's been around for like a while. I think in the NBA, you have a lot of smart people, kind of already doing work like that. And they're going to have a pretty substantial head start on the Lakers, right? Probably 10 plus years in some cases, what can he do at this point? We'll see. Obviously there's a salary cap here. They're not going to be able to just go and kind of, dodger their way to a championship. That said, you got Luka Doncic, right? Not a bad place to start. I am a big fan of skinny Luka. I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but I was one of probably the only person that was a little bit like, are we sure we want to make this guy skinny? Because like the fat, maybe. Sometimes a guy has to be kind of fat, right? Yeah. I mean, we've seen guys like lose weight and it not go well for them. So, but it seems like that gamble has kind of paid off. The one thing, I guess, I was at LeBron's first game back. And kind of the one thing that I did kind of notice was like when him, Luka, and Reeves were on the court together, that was actually probably like their worst moments, right? Just because I think they had trouble defending. I think that they became a little bit too much like, okay, you know, I think they're all trying to be kind of unselfish, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to, right? And they created like a bit of like hesitancy on the parts of all of them. And, you know, obviously like the reason these guys are good and the reason they can score is because they don't hesitate a lot of times, right? So maybe that's something they can kind of work through, or maybe this is something that they kind of try to, you know, go with like two of those guys on the court at a time. Cause that, you know, at least in the first game, that's what kind of seemed to be working out the best for them. I do think you got to be really, you know, at least so far, if you're going to kind of take something good out of this thing, is the fact that like LeBron seems pretty comfortable with just like, hey, you know what? Like, yeah, sure. This is Luka's team, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, like when, you know, like Clayton Kershaw, let's take, you know, example from a different sport. Obviously, he kind of had more of a peripheral role on the Dodgers this year. He accepted it because he's smart. He sees what's in front of him. He can kind of, right? And he's got kind of the ego structure to kind of withstand, okay, I'm not this guy I used to be. That said, I don't think Clayton ever really liked it, right? You know, he kind of talked about like, you know, in the playoffs when they asked him about his decision to retire, he's like, well, look, like I can't even make the rotation in the playoffs, right? But there was kind of a bit of like, I don't like this, but I kind of have to accept it, right? Whereas like LeBron, at least after that first game that he played here, you know, at Crypto, he seemed very kind of at peace with everything, you know? He sounded kind of, you know, and I think if you kind of look at his career, right, it's actually been the fact that like a lot of his, you know, I don't know, maybe a lot of the reason people have criticized him is because he's not Kobe, because he's not Michael Jordan, you know, right? And you know, it kind of, you know, it's kind of been his relationship with this idea that he has to kind of be that guy taking that last shot. And maybe he's never quite been that. He never was really completely comfortable in that, right? And, you know, now actually he's, you know, seven. I think it was 11 points in the first game, 17 last night. You know, he's playing like a role in it. He seems to be like really, you know, and if they can get him to kind of buy into just being right, kind of maybe the third option. You know, like there are going to be stretches, obviously, when he does take over because he's still LeBron. But if they can kind of, you know, if he's fine, kind of, you know, kind of ceding the thing to Doncic, I think they have a chance of being pretty special here, right? Because I mean, in terms of like having a, you know, I mean, I don't know how to, you know, it's probably not the best comparison, but like if he's kind of like in a Draymond Green type of role, right, where it's just kind of making that quick pass and moving the ball. I mean, because in that first game, he was phenomenal, actually, right? It was the best 11-point performance I've seen where, you know, and then there was like a stretch where he kind of was the main facilitator. They gapped the Jazz during that span. You know, and again, if he's at peace with that, and you know, I think they're going to have a chance to do something really special here.
All right, that's enough. There's a lot, very LA heavy show. I apologize. I'm going to get complaints about that, but that's okay. There was stuff to talk about on LA. It was my thought to talk Rams. We almost, this is like 90% LA, so that probably shouldn't happen. That's my fault. But lots of interesting stuff happening down there. I do think the Rams are the best team in the world.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good.
Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bronze stuff is interesting, and we did our traditional 20 minutes on Japanese baseball. So all good. Dylan, we'll do some more Bay Area stuff next week.
I did suggest we start with the Niners.
That's my fault. And also, I cut off the Kuminga talk because I don't want to go down that road
now. That's
true. So that's all my fault. I'm just saying we do get complaints that it's awfully L.A. tilted, and this one was L.A. tilted.
And we didn't even touch on certain things. We didn't touch on Lincoln Riley. We didn't touch on the Angels trial, where they had that crooked doctor that was just like passing out pills to everybody. And LAFC, Sun, you know.
We're just LA podcast. Let's commit to it. We'll just commit to it. LA podcast. Again, I apologize. We could be doing other things, but so life goes. It's also when I'm on jury duty, so sometimes I get restrained. All right, everybody, that is the show for today. Dylan Hernandez was a star today. As always, talk to you later.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you. Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.